New York State Department of Health. Bill, are you there?
Yes, I am.
Did I get your, what's your title there?
I'm the director of the Public Affairs Group at DOH.
And so, do you know, what do you know about this fire, chemical fire situation, and what do you think folks should do in Columbia County?
Okay, well, I can, on behalf of the Department of Health, I can speak to some of the health concerns that have been raised and provide that information for others, for specifics about the fire and the percentage of containment. Obviously, I think you need to talk to other professionals.
Have you dealt with this particular type of fire before?
Yes. I mean, the state, I mean, with a fire like this, transformers, for example, there's been situations where in a building, an office building, there's transformers, same chemicals that many of the same chemicals that were found in this, or apparently were in this facility, can be found in many different office buildings, industries. So it's not an uncommon occurrence to have a fire like this. But obviously, this one was significant because there were other accelerants. So it was quite a dangerous situation, both in terms of the level of in the intensity of the fire, and then the chemicals that were in the facility. And the good news is, let me give you the good news. The good news is that apparently there was a very low amount of PCBs in the facility. And what's even more heartening here is that the PCBs, apparently, no studies to date, to this point, no PCBs have been found in any of the soil samples or any of the soot that would come out of the fire. It seems clear that any of the PCBs that may have been in there literally burned off in the fire because of the intensity, which is very good news. Now, testing will continue for other chemicals. For example, dioxin is a very common chemical that would be a result of a fire. In just about any fire, you're going to get chemicals that are in the dioxin category. So testing will continue there to see what, you know, if there are any dangerous levels. So that testing will help dictate, you know, the level of response in terms of cleanup. But we feel at this point, based on what we found, that the risk is quite low.
And is I guess people have been talking about the risk for soot, and the Columbia County Emergency Management Group has given out this instructions for if you find soot. It says, if wiping soot off with damp rags, they should be placed in a plastic garbage bag and wait further information on what to do with them. Is that what the is that a proper procedure there?
It is at this point. Again, we want to exercise. You know, there's two things. We want to take a common sense approach, and that is, you know, take extra precautions as, you know, we continue to test. And part of that would be to dispose of any material that you use to clean, for example, an exterior surface of an air conditioner. You know, you wipe it down, soap and water, or playground equipment that you may have in your lawn. It would be advisable, obviously, to hold off having children play on that equipment or clean it vigorously until, you know, further tests are conducted. So we urge people to take, you know, those necessary precautions. The best advice in these kinds of situations is to absolutely follow the guidelines. And at the moment we identify if there's an issue that raises additional concern, or conversely, where we can further reduce the concern level, that information will be provided. So I would also suggest, as part of this, if a resident has a vegetable garden or pets at this point, because we're still early in the game here, I would strongly suggest that, you know, hold off consuming that, or wash the vegetables vigorously, limit outdoor time. But there are, again, I want to make it clear that there have been no test results from air samples in particular that have, you know, indicated there's anything dangerous in there at this point. Soot is a common byproduct of any fire, and in any fire, you're going to have chemicals in the soot, even if it's just wood. So use the precautions that are being provided and updated about how to clean those down.
Now, if you've been on the internet today, you've seen a lot of people comparing this to 9/11 and comparing the response from public officials after 9/11 when the days after 9/11 were telling people in downtown Manhattan that the air was safe to breathe and that everything was fine. And people are hearing that now and making the same comparison.
I certainly, you know, I won't criticize any individual for having concern. Absolutely. But I can tell you that I can't see a comparison in any way, shape, or form between this event and 9/11. But that said, we've been very clear about, to this point, air sampling has been clean. There's no EPDs identified to date. It's very, very unlikely that we're going to identify. We won't identify PCBs in the air at this point, because it seems very clear that those were burned off. But we are urging residents and providing information to take those precautions, and we'll continue the testing to identify if there are any concerns. But right now, looking at the issues most likely related to residue and soot, and how do you dispose of that? How do you clean it? To ensure your own personal safety, and that's the information that we're providing now.
I think some of what's fueling the conspiracy theories is that I haven't seen officials release specific data about the amount of PCBs. Is it because they're found so low or so little that they're not even measurable?
Well, no PCBs have been identified in any of the testing to date. Zero.
So zero is the
right.
Is the official number.
And you have to understand too that is still an active fire. It's not as significant as it was, but
they just told us actually in the past half hour that is now officially out.
Oh, it's officially out. So this is at this point, and again, this is in my area of expertise, but certainly there's a perimeter around a fire before you can actually go in. I can tell you that to date the test results have been found no PCB contamination.
Now, if those were converted to dioxin, you'll be testing for that also?
Yeah, dioxin is, again, that's a byproduct of virtually about any fire you have. And testing will be conducted there. And it's too early to tell right now, what may be found. It's just that testing is underway and it will be ongoing.
And is that a matter of testing residue on the ground?
Well, they take samples from a variety of places. It's on the ground. It could be on exterior surfaces like a, roof, air conditioning units, you name it. Soil samples, sure. They do a good representative sample to see what may be there.
If someone has a question that we haven't covered or has an issue, where should they go for information?
It depends. Well, I would say this. It depends on the question. It's a health-related question. I would say, this is very much a county-led initiative. I want to applaud the county. They've done a phenomenal job of working with, state officials and coordinating this response, and they should be, really recognized for that. I think I would start with the county level, county health department, emergency management office at the county level. And depending on the question, if it's a health question or concern, then I would call the health-related officials. If it's related to other issues, then I'm sure they'll be directed to the right organization. But certainly, we'll be putting out information. There is information that the New York State Department of Health on. There's a variety of information on chemicals and exposures and safe levels, and we'll certainly work in coordination with the county and with other state agencies to make sure that the public is informed. But it's been a good example of coordination at various levels.
Is there anything that people should be on the lookout for who were in the immediate vicinity? I mean, any sort of physical symptoms?
I can't speak to the physical symptoms. I think that certainly what we haven't, there's been no reports of anyone going to the hospital or seeking treatment for any symptoms that would be related to a an air quality issue related to a fire like this. So that's that's where we are now. I think that what would be a nice outcome here too is if we had a good late July, early August thunderstorm too. That's always a good thing too.
Well, there is some rain in the forecast for tomorrow and Saturday.
Yeah, so that would be that always is a good thing. But again, we want people to exercise good judgment, common sense, and follow some of the guidelines that will be continued to issue to best protect themselves and their family members.
All right. Well, thank you so much, Bill Schwartz from the New York State Department of Health, for giving us all that valuable public information.
My pleasure. Thank you, and have a great afternoon.
All right. Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Love is a burning thing, and it makes a fiery ring. Bound by wild desire,